ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
It's almost done and dusted. SAS Australia, it's finishing up. We're at the pointy end of it. And in the top five is actor Dan Ewing. He's still there and he's the only athlete left in, I guess it's a competition. And he joins us right now. How are you going, Dan?
You know, that is the best intro ever, because I think you might have snuck in that you said only athlete, but
oh,
I'll take
the only non-athlete.
So I was going to say, what is Sam Burgess, Yana Pittman?
It's immortalized.
Mark
it's
Philippoussis.
Immortalized. We can't go back.
Yeah, it's on tape now. What can I say? Okay, the only non-athlete that's made it. But that's a pretty good feat, the fact that, you know, they're all training every day for their career and you're still in amongst them.
Oh, you think I wasn't training every day for this? Oh, my God. No, look, it's not lost on me. And what a privilege, right? Like, I'm a sports nut. I mean, I'm not your cliche, meditating, levitating, Birkenstock wearing actor. Nothing wrong with Birkenstocks, by the way. Not my thing.
We are literally wearing Birkenstocks right now.
Love the Birks. Power to the Birks.
Mate. But to be there with Olympians, like, I just don't know if people, like, who are watching the show really, really understand how amazing this for me, for a sports lover, for a 36-year-old bloke, to be there beside Olympians and just soak it all up. It was amazing.
It's a pretty cool show to watch as well. How tough was it for you to be part of this? Because there's been moments where you've really been dressed down. There's been moments you've been called out. There's been a lot of mental strength that's needed to go into this. How have you coped?
Well, I loved it. I loved every second of it. And look, obviously there's a little bit of TV snip involved, but I think that's where the growth is. It's like when you get bollocked, they like to see how you respond. And they're usually watching that first task after you cop a spray, and everyone cops a spray, everyone takes a turn. But I knew going in that my mental fortitude had to be really strong. I mean, look at the field and look at the people who might have dropped off a little bit before this top five. We've got an Ironman, an AFL player, a sprinter, you know, and then here's this actor. I've got to be doing something right, you know.
You've been portrayed in the show, I guess, as the villain. Is that a safe kind of thing to say? Have you copped a bad edit on the show, Dan?
No. Look, for me, look, you understand this is TV, you know, and I think your audience is smart enough to understand. We gave it our all on the course, but there are 18 characters on a TV show. That's what we have to remember. It is 18 characters on a TV show. And sometimes they have to fabricate some villain stuff, you know, and Kobe copped it. Tonight, you know, I'll cop a little bit of it. You know, we get given a cover story to study for 3 days, and then, you know, they decide to cut out that we were given a cover story. So it tends to look like, oh, Dan Ewing, the actor, makes up a cover story. No, I just recited the one we were given, and, you know, that's TV. This is what you kind of put yourself out there for. But again, I just focus on the positive, man. I had an absolutely great time on this course.
I wanted to play a little bit of a grab for you, Dan, just because I found this yesterday and I was talking about it on the show yesterday. RuPaul has come up with a new song because a lot of the cast members on Drag Race blame it on the edit. And I just think it's really cute and funny. And just have a listen to this. Do you reckon that applies to a lot of reality shows?
Well, one of my good friends is a very famous drag queen, Miscellaneous, up there in Darwin. So I wish I could say that was the first time I'd heard that song. But this is TV, so they have to paint you with that broader stroke brush.
Blame it on the edit. Blame it on the edit.
No, look, just put it out. I want to include more.
No, good on you, mate. Look, it is back tonight, 7:30 on 7, SAS Australia. It's absolutely killing it. And he is, I can confirm, the only non-athlete to make it to the top five. Dan Ewing, it is an effort, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Guys, thank you so much. I hope everybody up there enjoys it. And enjoy your free air up in Queensland.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, Dan. And stop hating on Birkenstocks.
Yeah, we love them. Birks for life.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.